Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of January, and a very happy new year to you all. Now, first the highlights of the day, and there are quite a few. And here, first, generally spectacular gains by stock markets that were open. That includes a number of new highs or otherwise strong moves within Asia, and not least from the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. And then we've got that H-share index just continuing to race away in its now accelerating trend. And European stock markets pretty strong in here today. Gains, best I see is IBEX that I'm looking at the moment, up 1.5%, but big gains, FTSE up 1.45, that's a new high, German DAX, CAC up 1.28 and 1.37 respectively, and those are new highs for this move. So this is impressive trend confirmation action, reconfirmation action, I should say. Wall Street closed, of course, due to the funeral for former President Ford. And in government bonds, and it surprises me a little bit, the U.S. bond market was a tad firmer in here today. Gilt's a bit weaker. Eurobonds a little bit stronger. There was some softish economic data that had come out for Euroland. Certainly didn't hurt the stock markets, though. And the U.S. dollar, now this is interesting, took a hit on the downside, gapped downwards today on the dollar index. And we've got upward dynamics here by sterling and the euro, to mention just two. So that is quite a performance. And needless to say that helped precious metals, which all gained, but the big move. There were a number of goodish moves late last week, but the big move here today was for silver, which ran up to, on the March contract, up to 1328.5 before easing just a wee bit. Okay, what can we say here overall? Well, stock markets commenced 2007 even stronger than they ended 2006. Now, that certainly isn't going to damage confidence in the short term, except for the people who are either short or who are underinvested in these markets. I've done quite a lengthy review of stock markets and comment of the day, so I won't run through all of that. I'll just let you review all of that. But suffice it to say, seasonally bullish period, markets are acting accordingly. We know what to watch out for. But meanwhile, as I said in my commentary, this is a case for make hay while the sun shines. And I've played this a bit further. I raised a number of stops in here today. I wrote about all of that as well. And once I'd done that to protect my positions, including all the silver that I bought last month, I then opened up some new positions here, including longs in the DAX and in the UK FTSE index. But you know, it could be pretty well almost anything while markets remain in this kind of form, driven by liquidity, M&A activity, just general all-around bullish sentiment in here. Okay, government bonds, I'm not doing anything there, but it just remains an area to watch. What would be good for stock markets on the medium term is to have bond yields stay comparatively low, not to be falling radically, but to stay, because that would suggest recession, but just to stay comparatively low. I don't know for how much longer that will be the case, particularly after we saw a clear break in that sort of medium-term upward trend that we'd seen since the May stock market correction occurred. We'd seen government bonds rally, not surprisingly, following that background, and form a sort of a ranging uptrend, which ran into resistance and then saw some definite erosion of support. But bonds are not a threat today. Bonds are actually helping stock markets today, as there has been some shifting from bonds back into equities, helping to fuel this rise. And while there is the usual bullish crowing, as you would expect when uptrends are the name of the game and all those broker year-end forecasts are coming out, there are a fair number of skeptics, and that suggests that not everyone is invested. And something I'd mentioned last year, I was saying that as far as stock markets are concerned, when we had quite a surge, I think it was that just in those few days, just after Christmas, that I felt that, well, that's first that sometimes happens, but the point I made was that quite possibly the investors who are still hanging around, who had weight to throw around, were marking things up, and obviously you've got to do some buying to do that. We're buying, hoping to steal a march on the other people who are taking the more extended holidays. And certainly today's action, the upward bursts that we saw for the stock markets that were open, suggests that that was a case, that a number of investment managers got back and said, right, we've got to put this money to work today. Boom. Now, when that's played out, when that demand's played out, and I doubt that it's been fully exhausted today, and then maybe we'll see another little reaction. But most of these uptrends, again, well, they remain for the most part in pristine condition outside of oil producers. And speaking of that, the price of crude oil remains soft generally. Now, it did rally up here a little bit today. It opened soft, then rallied to 61.55. That's the NYMEX crude. But it's currently trading at 60.75. That's down 30 cents. So very much within this overall ranging phase and not a problem. Actually, it's a bit of a tailwind for most equities at this stage. And the US dollar, this move downwards, I mentioned that it had boosted the precious metals, but it does really reaffirm resistance for the US dollar index just above that. Is it 84 level? I think it is. Yeah, 84 level. But anyway, you can see those charts. I've commented on quite a few charts in here today, and I assume that the dollar is on its way back down to test its lows, at least that we saw last month. So I think the again looks to me as if sterling and the euro are going to break upwards against the greenback. And it's not just those currencies. I mean, I noticed the old Australian dollar was quite strong in here today as well. Okay, and that was reflected in precious metals, but not the industrial metals. The industrial metals were mostly easier, although nothing humongous in here. Actually, the one that's softest overall, I should have commented on it, is copper, which I'd meant to include that among in it within the chart review. And copper took another little step downwards in here today. That's been the weakest of the industrial metals all along, and as we know from some recent copy, that meaning last week, that there are a number of short positions in that market, but it does look as if the boys are buying the precious metals once again, the boys and girls, that is. And that's pretty much it. So, I'll just say again, Happy New Year once again, and all the best. And another review here tomorrow. I've got a slightly shortened day tomorrow due to one of those boring but essential appointments. But I will, of course, be producing copy and an audio, and Owen will be back on Friday. All the best.